刚才主席在起应经文的时候有提到今天我们要看的经文。
In the responsive reading that we did, we have read the passage for today's sermon.
上个星期我讲到做丈夫跟夫妻就是丈夫跟妻子的责任。
Last week I talked about the responsibility of husband and wife.
然后今天的讲题是做儿女和父母的责任。
And today is the responsibility of children and parents.
所以在我们还没有开始之前，我们来看今天的经文。
And so before we start, let us turn to today's passage.
以弗所书第六章第一节到第四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4.
六章一节，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
家是神创造计划中的一部分。
The family is part of God's creation.
所以神设立了家庭。
So God established family.
那么同时他也为着这个他所设立的家庭立下了这个条规。
At the same time, he established household codes for the family.
所以上个星期我讲到这个夫妻的责任。
So last week I talked about the responsibility of husband and wife.
所以今天我们要来看这个做儿女跟父母的责任。
And today we're going to look at the responsibility of children and parents.
夫妻有夫妻的责任。
Husband and wife has their own responsibilities.
儿女跟父母也有他们的责任。
Likewise, children and parents have their responsibilities.
那么首先让我们来看做儿女的责任。
So first, let's look at the responsibility of children.
刚才我们看那个六章一节的时候，他讲到你们。做儿女的要在主里面听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And so as we read earlier, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you.
所以在这三节经文里面，我们看到一个做儿女两个责任。
And so in these three verses, we see the two responsibilities of children.
你看到第一个责任是讲到要听从父母。
So the first one is to obey your parents.
另外一个责任就是要孝敬父母。
And the other one is to honor your parents.
所以圣经讲到做儿女的要在主里面听从父母，这是理所当然的。
And the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
所以在听从，如果在原文来看，就是讲到要听，而且要在那个在下面的意思这样。
And to obey means that you first listen and then you're under certain person.
所以儿女做儿女的，当他们还没有成家之前。
So for as children before they establish their own family.
或者你们当儿女的还跟父母亲住在一起的话。
Or if you're still living with your parents.
那么你们就是在父母之下。
Then you're under your parents.
所以因为他们，换句话说，做儿女的要听从父母，因为他们是在做父母的权底这个权利之下。
And so children should obey their parents because they're under the authority of their parents.
如果我们看这个哥罗西书三章二十节，也讲到同样的事情。
And if we look at Colossians 3:20, it also says similar things.
他说：“你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。”
Says children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
如果你翻到这个旧约圣经，特别是在箴言书里面，也讲到同样的事情。
And if you turn back to the Old Testament, especially in the book of the Proverbs, it talks about similar things.
在箴言书六章二十节讲到，我儿要谨守你父亲的诫命，不可离去你母亲的法旨。
In Proverbs verse, chapter 6 verse 20 it says, My son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
然后在箴言书二十三节二十二节二十三章二十二节讲到，你要听从真理的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视他。
In Proverbs 23 verse 22 it says,Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
所以我们看到圣经教导做儿女的要听从父母，因为这是理所当然的。
And so we, from scripture it says, children obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
但是往往做儿女的，特别是青少年。
Unfortunately, oftentimes as children, especially the teenagers.
啊，不听从父母的教训。
Do not obey their parents.
在我这里这是一个孩子在他成长的过程当中对父亲的看法。
And here's some view that a child as he's growing up, of his father.
比如说一个孩子在他四岁的时候他认为他的父亲什么都可以做。
When the child is four, he thinks his father can do everything.
到他七岁的时候我父亲知道很多的东西。
When he's seven, oh, my father knows a lot of things.
当他八岁的时候，他感觉到我的父亲不是什么都知道。
And when he's eight, my father doesn't know everything.
当他十二岁的时候。
When he's twelve.
他说，哦，我的父亲不是什么都知道。
My father definitely doesn't know everything.
当他十四岁的时候。
When he's fourteen.
父亲是一个没有希望的老古董。
His father is a hopelessly ancient person.
所以他继续的成长，当他到二十五岁的时候。
And when he's 25.
父亲知道一点，但是不是很多。
My father knows some, but not a whole lot.
当他成长到三十岁的时候。
When he's 30.
我想很多事情应该征求父亲的意见，看看他怎么想。
I think I should ask for my father's opinion and see what he thinks.
当他三十五岁的时候
When he's 35,
他说要忍耐一点看看老爸的意见如何。
Let's be patient and see what my father's idea is.
当他四十岁的时候
When he's 40,
不晓得父亲如何看这件事情。
I don't know how my father views these things.
当他五十岁的时候
When he's 50,
我的父亲知道蛮多东西的。
My father knows a lot of things.
当他六十岁的时候。
When he's 60.
如果我们能为做这件事情多跟父亲谈，是多么的好。
It would be great if I could talk to my father more about this.
所以我们看到这个一个儿女在成长过程当中，他在这方面的改变。
So you could see as a child grows that his view changes.
所以神创造这个世界，我们知道都是有次序的。
And we know that God created this world with order.
我们圣经讲到神先创造男人，然后创造女人。
The Bible says that God created man first and then woman.
所以圣经也讲到丈夫成为女人的头。
And so the husband is the head of the wife.
那么父母和儿女也的地位也不一样。
And there's differences in the positions of parents and children.
所以我们看到圣经讲到父母亲在是在儿女之上。
So we see that in scripture, parents are above the children.
那么因此做儿女的必须要听从父母。
And therefore the children must obey their parents.
因为这是理所当然的。
For this is right.
那么况且做父母在人生的经历里面比做儿女的来得更多。
Also, the parents have more life experience than their children.
我们做父母的比我们做儿女的吃盐多过他们吃饭。
The parents have eaten more salt than their children rice.
所以做儿女的特别是要明白这点。
So as children, you must understand this.
但是往往就是特别在孩子成长的过程当中，当他们青少年的时候，他们感觉到父母不懂事。
But as the children are growing, especially in their teenage years, they feel like though the parents don't know much.
他们不明白年轻人的需要。
that their parents don't understand the needs of a teenager.
我想我们每一个人在成长的过程当中都走过这条路，是不是？
I think all of us in our growing up years have gone through this path.
但当我们回头看的时候，
And when we look back,
我们就知道父母通常都是对的。
We see that our parents were usually right.
啊，他们所做的都是为了儿女的好处。
What they did is for the good of the children.
所以在圣经里面讲到听从父母是一个命令。
So in the Bible, obeying your parents is a command.
所以保罗引用这个旧约圣经里面那个十诫的第五条。
And so Paul uses the fifth commandment from the ten commandments.
那么这个十诫里面第五条讲到要孝敬父母。
And the fifth commandment says to honor your parents.
那么这些都是旧约的律法。
And this is the commands from the Old Testament.
这并不是说我们在新约是活在这个旧约的律法之下。
It's not saying that we in the New Testament is living under the law of the Old Testament.
因为主耶稣已经把我们从这个律法里面的捆绑拯救出来。
Because Jesus has saved us from the bondage of the law.
那么十诫里面除了第四条讲到这个要当纪念安息日。
Besides the fourth commandment of remembering the Sabbath,
其他的律法、啊、其他的九条都没有废弃。
The remainder of the Ten Commandments hold.
所以基督徒也应当遵守这些律法。
So Christians should also follow these commandments.
就好像旧约圣经里面以色列人孝敬父母，基督徒也要孝敬父母。
Just as the Israelites, they honor their parents, we ought to honor our parents as well.
所以听从父母跟孝敬父母，圣经讲是理所当然的。
So obeying your parents and honoring your parents, the Bible says, is right.
那么圣经讲到不单是对的，而且也是带来好处。
And not only is it right, but it also brings benefits.
因为第三节讲到要孝敬父母，使你得福在世长寿。
And just as verse 3 says that if you honor your parents, that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
那么这里讲到，这不是说孝敬父母的人他们都很长命。
Here is not saying that those who honor their parents will live, always live a long life.
那么这节经文的意思是指，当儿女孝敬父母的时候，他将会免去罪恶带来的一些后果。
But instead, it's if a person honors his parents, then he will avoid many of the problems that comes from sin.
以致威胁到他的生命。
Thus, threatening his life.
所以一个孝敬父母的人，他的生命是有福的。
So a person who honors his parents is one who has a blessed life.
无论他在世的生命多长，神必会祝福他。
No matter how long his life here on earth is, God will bless him.
使他活出一个丰盛的生命。
So he will live an abundant life.
那么我们知道一些华人的传统对于这个孝心的看法。
And we know that there's some Chinese cultural traditions that thinks about how you honor your parents.
有些是错误的观念。
And some are erroneous ideas.
以为孝敬父母就是等到父母的丧礼的时候才孝他们，才孝敬他们。
That honoring your parents only happens at the funeral.
有时候我们想，人已经离开世界，已经死去了，还有什么好孝敬？
You think the person's already gone. What's there to honor?
其实要孝敬父母，应该在他们还生的时候来孝敬他们。
We need to honor our parents while they're still living.
所以做儿女有他们的责任。
So as children, they have their responsibilities.
所以圣经讲，做儿女的要孝敬父母，要听从父母。
And so the Bible says that children should honor their parents, should obey their parents.
然后同样的，做父母也有他们的责任。
On the flip side, the parents have their responsibilities.
圣经讲到，你们做父母的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
It says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
所以这两节经，这节经文讲到，一共有两点。
And there are two points from this verse.
那么第一点就是讲到做父母的不要惹儿女的气。
First is do not exasperate your children.
第二就是讲到要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
The second is bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
所以在保罗的时代，一个做父亲的权利是非常大的。
During Paul's time, the father holds an immense authority.
那么当一个婴孩，当他诞生在一个家庭里面，这个罗马家庭里面。
When a child is born into a Roman household.
所以这个婴孩就带到父亲的面前。
This baby is brought to the father.
那么如果这个父亲把这个婴孩抱起来的话。
If the father picks up this child.
那么就代表这个父亲接受这个婴孩诞生来到这个家。
It represents his acceptance of this child being in his home.
那么如果这个父亲不把这个婴孩抱起来。
However, if this father refused to hold the baby,
就代表这位父亲拒绝这个婴孩。
That means that represents his rejection of this infant.
那么这个婴孩可能会卖掉或者送给别人。
And perhaps they would sell this infant or give this infant to another.
甚至把这个婴孩丢掉也是合法的。
And even to the point of throwing this infant away, it's legal.
所以在这种背景里面，保罗说，做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
So in this backdrop, Paul says, Fathers, do not exasperate your children, instead of bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
所以首先我们看到做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
So first of all, Fathers, do not exasperate your children.
那么在这种环境里面，特别父亲有这么大的权力。
And in this type of environment, especially when the father has such authority,
如果他的权力用得不正确的话,
if he misuses his authority,
他就很容易地惹儿女的气,
he can easily exasperate his children,
以致使到儿女感觉很悲心,
to the point that the children become discouraged.
因为哥罗西书三章二十一节讲,
as in Colossians 3 verse 21 says,
他说你们做父亲不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失去志气。
Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
英文翻译成 discouraged 就是很悲心的意思。
That they do not become discouraged.
什么是惹儿女的气？
What does it mean to embitter your children?
有一些动物，比如说我们家那些狗或者猫啊，如果你去抓弄到它们的时候，它们会生气的。
Some animals such as dogs and cats, if you tease them, they will become angry.
所以它们生气的时候，它们会咬人。
And when they become angry, they will bite.
我们有养过打架鱼的哈，打架鱼很容易生气的。
For those who have had betta fish, you know how they like to fight.
如果你把你的手放进那个玻璃瓶的时候，它就生气了。
And if you put your hand next to the glass, they become angry.
然后你把两瓶的那些打架鱼放靠近的时候，它们也生气。
And if you put them the two jars next to each other, they become angry.
如果你把两只打架鱼放在一个瓶子里面，更生气。
And if you put them together in one container, then they become really angry.
它们就开始打。
They will fight.
我以前养打架鱼也是，它们一直打到死。
I've raised them and they actually fight until death.
那么父亲在什么的情况下会惹儿女的气呢？
So under what circumstances will the father exasperate their children?
父亲惹儿女的气的时候，就是当做父母的对儿子有偏心的时候。
When parents show favoritism towards their children, then they become exasperated.
那么旧约圣经里面讲到这个以撒喜爱他的儿子以扫。
And in the Old Testament, it talked about Isaac favoring his son Esau.
多过另外一个孩子叫做雅各。
More than Jacob, his other son.
然后他的母亲利百加却喜爱这个雅各多过以扫。
But the mother Rebecca loved Jacob more than Esau.
那么在这种情况之下，就造成雅各跟以扫的关系非常的不好。
And under this circumstance, Jacob and Esau have very bad relationship with one another.
我有一位朋友，他家里面有一位哥哥跟一位姐姐。
I had a friend who had an older brother and older sister.
那么还有一位妹妹。
And a younger sister.
然后做父母亲，因为这个哥哥跟姐姐他们在成绩，在学校的成绩表现比较好。
The older siblings had better grades in school.
那因此做父母的比较喜欢这个做哥哥的和姐姐。
So the parents cared more about the older siblings.
所以在这种情况之下，就造成一些很不良的后果。
So under this circumstance, it caused many bad results.
那么第一就是他们兄弟姐妹之间的关系很不好。
First, the relationship between siblings were very poor.
那么第二就是我这位朋友和妹妹都感觉到那种自愧那种现象。
And my friend and his younger sister both had inferiority complex.
原因就是因为他们感觉到很灰心。
Because they were discouraged.
我想神赐给我们儿女。
God has given us children.
都有他们的特点。
They have their own special characteristics.
在神的心目中他们是独特的。
And in God's sight, they're unique.
所以我们做父母必须明白这点。
So as parents, we must understand this.
每一个孩子都有他们的特点。
Every child has their own characteristic.
那么除了这个偏心会惹儿女的气啊。
Besides favoritism that can exasperate our children.
那么如果对儿女有非常高的那种要求，也会惹儿女的气。
And if you have unrealistic expectation for your children, then that can exasperate them as well.
我们知道有些中国人家庭里面做父母的要望子成龙啊。
And we know that many Chinese families have unrealistic expectations of their children.
望女成凤。
They wish their sons to be excellent and their daughters to be excellent.
因此对儿女的要求非常非常的高。
And therefore they have very high expectations of their children.
所以带来给儿女很大的压力。
And they give their children great pressure.
直到做儿女的气在心里啊。
To the point that their children are so angry on the inside.
所以在这种情况下有很多不良的后果就产生了。
And so under this circumstance, many bad results happen.
我们知道儿女必须要管教。
We know that we must discipline our children.
但是我们也知道管教也要有它的方法。
But we know that there's also the correct method of disciplining our children.
管教儿女不只是惩罚，也要跟儿女们建立关系。
To discipline our children does not mean just chastisement, but also we must establish a good relationship with them.
如果只是惩罚而没有关系，将会带来反叛。
If you only chastise them and not have a good relationship with them, you will breed rebellion.
所以每次当父母亲管教或者惩罚儿女们的时候，
So every time a parent disciplines their children,
孩子必须要感觉到父母是爱他们的。
The children must know and feel that their parents love them.
所以管教儿女必须要有他的方法。
So to discipline your children, there is a method.
所以做父母亲的不可以用同样的方法来管教一个三岁的孩子和一个十二岁的孩子。
So how parents discipline their three-year-old is different from the way they would deal with a 12-year-old.
或者用同样的方法来管教一个21岁的孩子和12岁的孩子。
Likewise, there will be different methods of dealing with a 21-year-old versus a 12-year-old.
那么儿女已经21岁了，如果用这个12岁的方法来管教的话，肯定会带来一些不良的后果。
And so if the child is already 21 years old and you still use the 12-year-old method, then you're going to have bad consequences.
所以做父亲的除了不要惹儿女的气啊。
So as a father, not only do you not exasperate your children.
那么圣经也讲到我们应当用主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
But instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
我们知道做父母不是一件简单的事情。
We know that it's not easy being parents.
如果你们曾经为人父母的，也明白这点。
And if you have been parents before, you know this point.
我们做父母必须要花费很多时间、精力、金钱来养育他这些儿女。
That we must spend time, energy, and money to raise our children.
听说要养一个儿女到他们上大学，好像好多百万呢。
I heard that to raise a child all the way through college takes hundreds of thousands of dollars.
所以当孩子出生以后，父母亲必须用很多的精力和力量来养育这些孩子。
So after the child is born, the parents must use much energy and effort to raise this child.
所以孩子不像有一些动物啊，一生下来就会走路，多么好。
Children are not like some animals that right after birth that they can stand up and walk.
啊，他们必须要喂养才会成长。
They must be nurtured in order to grow.
所以孩子跟动物不一样。
So children are different from the animals.
啊，他们不单要这个肉体上的成长。
Not only do they need to grow physically.
他们也在情绪上或者属灵生命之上，他们也要成长。
But emotionally and spiritually, they need to grow.
所以圣经里面讲到，我们必须要用这个主的教训和警戒来养育这些孩子。
So the Bible says that we must bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
而且圣经讲到，我们必须教训他们。那英文字眼是用 discipline。
And the Bible says that we must discipline our children.
如果我们看这个希伯来书第十二章的时候，我们也讲到神也教训我们。
And if we look at Hebrews chapter 12, we see that God also disciplines us.
特别十二章第六节讲到，因为主爱我们，他必管教我们，又鞭打反所收纳的儿子。
And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, it says, My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you.
所以因为神爱我们，所以他管教我们。
Because God loves us, therefore He disciplines us.
所以做父母的管教儿女，因为父母爱儿女。
And so parents discipline their children because they love their children.
那么有一些这个，特别是现代的心理学家，他反对啊这个传统的管教方法。
And many of modern psychologists rebel against the traditional methods of child training.
那么使到不少的教育家也应用他们这一套。
So many of the educators also use their methods.
那么这些心理学家认为，做父母或者做老师们应当让孩子表达他们所要表达的。
And so many of these educators and psychologists believe that the children should have free expression.
他们说，如果管教孩子的话，他将会损害他们的个性。
And that if you discipline them, that you will destroy their character.
孩子如果没有管教的话，任凭他们喜爱所做的，将会带来使到他们成为一个没有被约束的一个人。
And if a child grows up without discipline, then he will grow to be a person without restraint.
我们知道东方人的对孩子的管教跟西方有些不一样。
We know there are differences between the Eastern and Western methods of child training.
我记得在德州的时候有一位从这个印尼一个移民过来的一个小女孩。
And I remember that there was when we were in Texas, there was a girl from Indonesia.
大约十岁左右。
She was about 10 years old.
她刚到美国的时候非常有礼貌。
When she first came, she was very polite.
那么后来过了一年的时间。
After a year's time.
这些美德都消失掉了。
All these virtues disappeared.
那么很明显的，她受到一个新环境的影响。
Obviously, she was affected by the new environment.
没有人喜欢被管教。
No one enjoys being disciplined.
因为管教不好受的。
Because it's not, no one likes to bear the discipline.
希伯来书十二章十一节也讲到。
In Hebrews 12. Chapter 12, verse 11, it says,
他说凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经念过的人结出平安的果子。
No discipline seemed pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
所以管教将会带来很多的好处。
So there are many benefits that comes from discipline.
我在初中念书的时候，有一位老师非常的严格。
When I was in junior high, there was a teacher who was very strict.
当时的学生都不喜欢他。
No one liked him at the time.
包括我在内。
Myself included.
但是当我回想过去的时候。
But when I think back.
我认为这位老师是一位好老师。
I think this was a good teacher.
因为他都为了学生的前途来着想。
Because he thought about the student's future.
然后养育儿女除了要管教，
and to raise our children besides disciplining,
也必须要警戒他们，
You must also warn them.
所以在中文圣经它用警戒，如果你看英文圣经的话，它是 admonish.
And you must admonish them.
在我翻这个词典的时候，英文词典这个 admonish 的意思，它有两个意思哦，就是教导跟勉励。
And when I looked up the meaning of admonish, it means to teach and to encourage.
所以这里讲到单单教导不够，也要加上勉励。
So merely to teach is insufficient. You must also encourage.
所以当儿女被教导的时候，加上勉励的时候，他们就能够更上一层楼。
So when the child is taught and encouraged, they could walk up one more step.
因为勉励是我们学习那种动力。
Because encouragement is the motivator for many of our learning.
也是我们生命里面那种动力。
It's also the force that moves us in our lives.
所以当一个人得到那个勉励的时候，
So when a person receives encouragement,
将会带来给他一个良好的学习那个态度。
It will give him a good learning attitude.
我在神学念书的时候，每一个学生都要上讲道学。
And when I was in seminary, every student had to take homiletics.
上讲道学不单是要看书本，也要在讲台上学习讲道。
And homiletics, not only everyone have to study their books, they must also learn to preach on the stage.
所以每一个学生必须站在讲台上讲道给大家听，大家听。
So every student had to come up to the front and preach a message to everyone.
我那位老师是非常的好的一位老师。
I had a very good professor.
他总是给学生很多的勉励。
He always gave his students very much encouragement.
我知道这位老师从来没有批评过学生的表现。
I know this teacher has never criticized any of his students.
如果他有批评的话，都是那些建设性的那些批评。
If there were any criticisms, it would be constructive criticism.
那当我回想的时候，
So when I think back,
这么多老师当中，这位老师影响了我的生命。
Among so many professors, this one professor really impacted my life.
也影响了我对讲道的学习。
And affected my learning of preaching.
所以做父母亲的，在教导儿女的时候，我们必须要勉励他们。
So as parents, while we're teaching them, we must also encourage them.
千万不要说你为什么这么笨。
Don't say, why are you so dumb?
或者你这个没有头脑的人。
You brainless person.
因为这些话都会使到孩子灰心，
Because these would discourage your children.
而且会带来那些负面的影响。
And it will bring about negative effects.
我们记得我在以弗所书四章二十九节讲到，我们要好好的 用我们的口。
And I remember preaching from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, it talks about how we should use our mouths.
只要谁是说造就别人的话，叫听见的人得到益处。
That we will only say what is helpful for building up others according to their needs.
所以从口中出来的话语是它的力量是非常大的。
So the power that comes out of our mouth is great.
它能够造就我们的儿女。
They can build up our children.
也能够伤害我们的儿女。
They can also injure our children.
那么如果我们要养育儿女的话，
And if we are to train up our children,
我们必须要花时间。
We must spend time.
那么曾经有一位父亲他必须要做overtime 加班。
There once was a father who had to put in overtime.
那么他回家的时候已经很晚了，已经很累了。
And when he went home, it was late and he was tired.
那么他有一个五岁的孩子。
He had a five-year-old kid.
他就走到父亲的面前跟父亲讲。
And the child went to the father and said,
他就问父亲父亲你到底一个小时你赚多少钱？
He asked father, how much money do you earn per hour?
父亲感觉到那么为什么我赚多少钱他要问。
The father was wondering why is he asking this question?
他说爸爸讲你不知道你一个小时赚多少钱。
Father, I want to know how much do you get per hour?
爸爸就好了告诉你我一个小时赚二十块钱。
So the father says, okay, I'll tell you, I get $20 an hour.
孩子就问爸爸说，好不好借我十块钱？
And the child asks, Father, can you lend me $10?
问了我一个小时赚多少钱，现在要跟我借钱了。
He asked me how much I earn per hour, and now he's asking me to borrow money.
所以父亲感觉到有点生气了。
So the father was beginning to be angry.
觉得这个孩子真的是没有道理啊。
But his child was being very unreasonable.
所以就把他骂了一顿，赶他去房间那边叫他去睡觉。
And he scolded his child and made him go to bed.
后来父亲感觉到。过了一阵子，心里面有点很内疚。
And after a while, the father didn't feel right.
所以他就进去房间看这个孩子。
So he went in to see the child.
他就好了，就给他10块钱。
So he gave his child $10.
那么这个孩子拿了10块钱的时候，然后他从他的枕头下又拿出10块钱了。
And so the child took the $10 and took another $10 out from under his pillow.
他说，父亲讲，已经有10块钱，还要跟我借10块钱。
And the father was saying, "You already have $10. Why did you ask for $10 more?"
儿子说，现在我有20块钱了，我可以买到你的一个小时。
And the child says, "Now I have $20. I could purchase one hour of your time."
是的，养一个孩子，养育儿女需要时间。
Yes, to raise a child, you need time.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Father, we thank you for giving us this, your word.
求你帮助我们，无论做儿女的，做父母亲的，能够尽我们的责任。
So please help us, whether children or parents, that we would take on our responsibilities.
求主赐给我们聪明智慧。
Give us wisdom.
让我们能够做一个好的儿女和一位好的父母。
That we will be good children and good parents.
我们将一切交托在你的手中。
We commit all this into your hands.
求主保守我们。
Please watch over us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.